Good afternoon, everyone. I thank the Lord for making it possible for me to send you these greetings and prayers while we are on our consecration and fasting. My name is Pastor John Kwafo, and the scripture today I wanted us to look at is in Jeremiah 27 verse 18. Jeremiah 27 verse 18, and it says that if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, then let them intercede with the Lord of hosts. In other words, what the scripture is saying is that God is always interceding on our behalf. And so if we say we are prophets, in other words, we believe in the very word of God, we believe that every word that God has spoken is true, then we should become intercessors. And more especially during this time of fasting and prayer, we have to learn how to be intercessors. We have to stand in a gap for our own selves, for our lives, for our families, for our children, for our workplaces. There is the need, even for the nation. We need to learn how to stand in a gap. And this morning, we began dealing with the topic, breaking curses. And I believe strongly that God began to deal with some issues concerning us. So this afternoon, I want us to, remind ourselves of the need for us to continue waiting on God, so that we can deal with every curse, whether it came from our family, from our bloodline, from spoken words, from wickedness. We can deal with all of them through the power of prayer. And so I'm going to pray over you today. I'm going to believe God with you that every prayer that we speak unto the heavenlies, there shall be a performance in the mighty name of Jesus. So Father, we come before you today. We give you praise, and I thank you for every single person on the Father's House prayer line. Lord, you have called us to stand in a gap. You have called us to pray. You have called us to seek your face. And we want to say that, Lord, we are privileged because, Lord, we know who you are. And because we know who you are, we acknowledge that, Lord, this earth will be filled with the knowledge of your glory, because we will become vessels for you to use, O God. We thank you this afternoon, O God, for giving us the opportunity to consecrate and to fast in your presence, O God. We know that at the end of this fasting, your counsel shall stand, and you will accomplish all your purpose that you have spoken. And everything that you have purposed in your heart, you will bring it to pass, because you have purpose and you will do it. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that there is no authority that is above your authority. There is nothing that can stand against you, O God. Because we know that, Lord, you even go to the extent of choosing the foolish things in the world to shame the wise. You chose us. You chose us. We were weak. We were weak. And you're using us to shame the strong. Lord, we thank you. In this season, as we break every curse, as we destroy every curse, Lord, your promises for us shall be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. And so by divine authority, I declare that every strong yoke in anybody's family house hindering their breakthroughs, I command that let it be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. Anybody that is under any form of family bondage, I break it right now in the name of Jesus. And I separate your children from the yoke of poverty. I separate your children from the yoke of suffering, from the bloodline, from the family line, in the name of Jesus, O God. And Lord, I declare and I release your sword of fire to cut off the powers that are responsible for the struggles of your people, in the name of Jesus, O God. Even the ancestral chains binding your people, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless you that, Lord, in this season, by the time this fasting and prayer is over, you're going to take our intimacy with you to another level. You're going to draw us closer to you. You'll take us deeper in dimension in you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. That, Lord, that which you have purposed to let your glory flow through us, it will be made manifest in the name of Jesus, O God. Once again, I thank you for showing us mercy in Jesus' name. Beloved, I thank God for hearing me, and I'll be back again with another message. God bless you all.